Equal pay in Germany, closing the gap but not to the top. Where a female employee earns less than a comparable male colleague, gender-based disadvantage is presumed under German employment law. The employer may rebut this presumption by showing objective, gender-neutral reasons for differences in compensation. Quick hits. If an employee earns less than a male colleague who performs the same or equivalent work, gender-based disadvantage is presumed under German employment law. Employers may rebut this presumption by showing objective, gender-neutral reasons for differences in compensation. Upon remand of a pay equity case by the Federal Labor Court, Bundesarbeitsgericht, BAG, the Regional Labor Court of Baden-Württemberg, Landesarbeitsgericht Baden-Württemberg, LAG, denied a female employee's claim for the top salary, but awarded her the difference between her pay and the median pay of the male comparator group. On August 18, 2026, Referstin No. 2, Say 1424, the Baden-Württemberg LAG issued another ruling in the case after it was remanded by the BAG, Referstin No. 8, AZR 300. 24. The employee was awarded the difference between her pay and the median pay of the male comparator group, but not the pay of the highest paid male colleague. The employer successfully rebutted the presumption of gender-based discrimination as to that colleague. The case, an equal pay claim at multiple levels. The employee sued for retroactive equalization of several compensation components. She based her claim on the difference between her pay and that of a named male colleague at the same level in the hierarchy. He was the highest paid colleague. In the alternative, she sought to have her salary adjusted to the median pay of the male comparator group. In its October 1, 2024 decision, the LAG awarded the employee higher compensation but denied an adjustment all the way up to the highest paid colleague. In the court's view, there were not enough indications of direct discrimination at that level. BAG, a one-to-one comparison is sufficient. The BAG partially set aside that decision in its October 23, 2025 judgment. The BAG held that a presumption of gender-based disadvantage arises when an employee alleges, and if disputed, proves that a male colleague receives higher pay for the same or equivalent work. The size of the comparison group and median values do not matter. This does not mean that employers must always pay employees of another gender the highest pay in the comparator group. Different pay remains possible when objective factors unrelated to gender explain the difference. New LAG decision, presumption of discrimination rebutted. In its ruling on remand from the BAG, the LAG distinguished between the two claims. The employer rebutted the presumption as to the named male top earner. The decisive factors were the overall situation within the male comparator group and the fact that the colleague had worked in the position for significantly longer. The employee, therefore, was not awarded the difference between her pay and the top salary. The LAG nevertheless ruled for the employee regarding the difference between her pay and the median pay of the male comparator group. On that issue, the employer did not rebut the presumption with gender-neutral criteria. Takeaways. A comparison with a single colleague can trigger a presumption of gender-based pay discrimination. An employer may rebut that presumption with objective, gender-neutral reasons. The outcome, therefore, depends on whether differences in the individual case can be explained, for example, by the job profile, scope of responsibility, experience in the role, or specifically documented performance factors. Employers may want to analyze their compensation structures and document gender-neutral reasons for pay differences for each personnel action affecting pay. That documentation can help rebut the presumption of gender-based disadvantage later, if necessary. Julia Kohlmagies is an associate in Ogletree Deacon's Berlin office. Leila Salman, a law clerk in Ogletree Deacon's Berlin office, contributed to this article. Ogletree Deacon's Berlin office and Pay Equity Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the cross-border Germany and pay equity blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.